Story number 75. Four Boys in Babylon. King Nebuchadnezzar takes all the best educated Israelites away to Babylon. Afterward, the king chooses from among them the most handsome and smartest young men. Four of these are the boys you see here. One is Daniel, and the other three the Babylonians call Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar plans to train the young men to serve in his palace. After 3 years of training, he will choose only the smartest ones to help him to solve problems. The king wants the boys to be strong and healthy while they are being trained. So he gives orders that his servants should give all of them the same rich food and wine that he and his family receive. Look at young Daniel. Do you know what he is saying to Nebuchadnezzar's chief servant, Ashpenaz? Daniel is telling him that he does not want to eat the rich things from the king's table. But Ashpenaz is worried. "The king has decided what you are to eat and drink," he says. "And if you don't look as healthy as the other young men, he may kill me." So Daniel goes to the guardian that Ashpenaz has put in charge of him and his three friends. "Please put us to the test for 10 days, he says. "Give us some vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare us with the other young men who are eating the king's food, and see who looks better." The guardian agrees to do this. And when the 10 days are up, Daniel and his three friends look healthier than all the other young men. So the guardian lets them continue to eat vegetables instead of what the king provides. At the end of 3 years, all the young men are taken to Nebuchadnezzar. After talking to them all, the king finds Daniel and his three friends to be the smartest ones. So he keeps them to help him in the palace. And whenever the king asks Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego questions, or gives them hard problems, they know 10 times as much as any of his priests or wise men.